The band called Interpol earned praise 2 years ago for their debut CD, Turn on the Bright Lights. The New York Quartet's heavy, hypnotic rock sound won fans around the world, so Interpol left for a worldwide tour. They were gone for almost a year and a half. And when Interpol got back home, they had a 2-month deadline to get the next record done. Drummer Sam Focorino says that pressure only made the band's music better.
Everybody kind of got comfortable in their own shoes, and, you know, it was time to go to work. We didn't have that much time, and it really kind of just made you focus in and not worry about the options. And just get in there and kind of tap into the thing that's going to work, and I think we did.
And you can decide for yourself. Interpol's new album, Antics, is out this week. And once again, Interpol is about to go on tour. That has Sam Focorino thinking a lot lately about life on the stage and life on the road.
People are great around the world. It becomes really, really interesting to be in the middle of nowhere and all of a sudden finding yourself engaged in a really amazing conversation that you just might not have anywhere else. It's the little benefit of, you know, being away from home, where, you know, you might just run into somebody or meet somebody that will, like, kind of shine a light on your night, you know. The possibility of developing a new relationship with somebody across the world is really romantic.
My name's Carlos D, and I play bass for Interpol. The romance comes from the spontaneity, from the, oh my God, look at me, I'm totally wasted at 2 a.m. in Dublin, and I'm like running down the street and I forgot where my hotel is, and just saying, whoa, this is my life. I got planted here somehow. In a way, it is kind of a roller coaster ride. Have a rule to make sure that we don't have anyone back in the dressing room with us, and I think maybe half of the reason for that is embarrassment.
Exactly. Think of a 1940s cartoon.
And I think it comes out of nervous energy. It's difficult to describe.
It is very serious to go play in front of a few thousand people. We do take it extremely seriously. You gotta, like, kind of let the air out of that a little bit, you know, because we're not silly at all on stage. Tell them now your pleasure set up on slow release. Anyway, great smile. Sensitive to fake denial. But hey, who's on trial? Can't do anything else. I mean, I probably could if I put my mind to it, but I just don't want to. I mean, this is what I do.
I'm starting to understand what the real dynamic of this career is supposed to be, and that it involves letting go certain aspects of one's life that are just simply incompatible with leading this kind of a lifestyle. I just feel that the work that we do is so important, and I also feel the potential of what our music can mean to other people. To me, that seems like to be a contributor into that phenomenon is something that is definitely worth a whole bunch of sacrifices that, you know, hitherto now were inconceivable.
Carlos D. and Sam Focorino of the rock band Interpol. Their new CD is called Antics. It's out this week. That piece was produced by Day to Day's Christopher Johnson.